This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopia's Amhara state on Sunday called on all young people to take up arms against Tigrayan fighters who are battling the Ethiopian military and forces from all of Ethiopia's other nine regions. The call for mass mobilization against Tigray People's Liberation Front fighters, or TPLF fighters, expands the eight-month war and instability in the Horn of Africa country. Amhara's military says TPLF fighters are now attacking the state. Calls to the TPLF spokesman for a comment were not answered. The TPLF rules Ethiopia's northernmost region, where war with Ethiopian military erupted in November. This week, the Tigrayans pushed their offensive to Afar, the neighboring state to the east, where they said they planned to target troops from the Amhara region, fighting alongside the federal military in the area. Thousands of people have died in the fighting. Around 2 million have been displaced. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff said on Sunday he fears the number of new coronavirus cases in Germany could soar to 100,000 a day in about 2 months unless many more people get vaccinated, and those who refuse may face restrictions. His suggestion quickly hit resistance from several senior politicians, including Armin Laschet, the conservative candidate hoping to follow Merkel as chancellor in a September 26th election. After more than 2 months of steady decline, COVID-19 cases have been rising in Europe's biggest economy since early June, mainly due to the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Merkel's chief of staff told a German newspaper that cases are increasing by 60% per week, even though nearly half the population is fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. The United States' top infectious disease expert says the United States is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the dangerous Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN Sunday that the U.S. is going in the wrong direction. He described himself as very frustrated with rising infection rates. He says recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Fauci also suggests booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated. Israeli media say incendiary balloons launched from the Gaza Strip have caused at least three blazes in southern Israel. The launches Sunday have raised the prospect of renewed Israeli strikes on the Hamas-run territory. Photos and video posted on social media show Hamas-linked activists launching the balloons. The launches came 2 months after an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. The Islamic militant group is upset that Israel has done little to ease a crippling blockade on the territory since the fighting ended and over delays in the resumption of Qatari aid to Gaza. Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, has ordered airstrikes in response to previous balloon launches. Indian officials Sunday raised the death toll to 127 from flooding and landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in India, with rescuers searching for dozens more missing people. The country's western coast has been hammered by torrential rains since Thursday, with forecasters warning of further downpours over the next few days. Flooding and landslides are common during India's treacherous monsoon season, but experts say climate change is leading to more rain. One official says south of Mumbai, water levels rose to nearly 20 feet on Thursday after 24 hours of uninterrupted rain. Another claim an area nearby reported 594 millimeters of rain on Friday. That's the highest since the start of records a century ago. And Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday after the driver apparently fell asleep, killing 10 people and injuring at least 44 others, some of them seriously. The crash happened around 6 a.m. local time on a highway between Croatia's capital and the Serbian border. Authorities said an investigation led to the arrest of the driver of the bus after he apparently lost control over the vehicle after briefly falling asleep. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.